This is Jim Leake. I leave you with this thought, as always, that Jesus Christ is not valued at all unless he is valued above all. God bless. Have yourself a great week.
You may ask me why I serve the Lord. Is it just for heaven's gain? Or to walk those mighty streets of gold and to hear the angels sing? Is it just to drink from the fountain that never shall run dry?
Well, folks, kind of an odd start to our show today. That voice you heard off the top was our morning man and music director, Jim Leake. And the music you're hearing now is Jim's, I guess it still is Jim's favorite music. Well, he might be hearing different stuff now. Mr. Andre Crouch. My name's Drew Marshall. You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're live right here in Southern Ontario on Joy 1250. You can get us on the TuneIn app on your smartphones as well. But right now, for the next hour, if you would do us the favor of allowing us to honor a fallen comrade in many ways. This is our one-hour tribute to our good friend Jim Leake. Of course, the station that airs this show, my show, I'm very thankful for them. They may not be thankful for me, but I'm thankful for them. These guys all suffered a tragic loss last week. Their morning man and music director, Jim Leake, died after scuba diving while on vacation in Florida at the age of 58. And what a shock. Jim had been with this broadcast family for over 18 years. And if you never had a chance to meet Jim, there's a few words that really describe him perfectly. Caring, warm, sometimes funny. It says funny here, but sometimes he was. I mean, we're all sometimes funny. Right, Hiram?
Amen, bro.
Gracious man. And he was a blessing to his family, his friends, and thousands of listeners. So today, our show will pay tribute to Jim Leake as we hear from some of those in the industry that Jim championed, like Danny Brooks, Steve Bell, Kalita, Ali Matthews, Mark Masry, Jacob Moon, Ken Michelle from the Dust Kickers, Kevin Pauls, who was with Tenori, Marlene O'Neill from the Tonettes, Karen Burke from the Toronto Mass Choir, Sharon Riley, Faith Corral, and Hiram Joseph from Heaven. Because that's how you describe that voice. Well, you can hear a bunch of yucketing going on in the background. I'm not sure if that's a real word, but it is today. And the first voice that I'd like to introduce you to is the boss man, Mr. Matt Cain. Matt is the prodigy of Mr. Michael Cain, who, of course, his mother started the whole thing, and then Michael, and now Matt, and I'm not sure who to suck up to anymore. It's very confusing. But Matt, you know, you and I talked recently about this loss, and there have been a few guys, a few people that you've lost over the last little while, radio people and family members. I mean, you lost your grandma.
Yeah.
Did you call her grandma?
We call her Gammies.
Gammy.
Yeah. Gammies.
Wait, that's like Sharon Bullock in the date movie. Never mind. Anyway, yes, Gammy, and who else?
Well, we've had some people that were with us for a long time too. Harry McDonald was our vice president of sales for over 20 years, and that was about 3 or 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
And it's been a tough stretch here. And
how did you find out about Jim passing?
I got a call from one of his dear friends, Fazel, and big shock, obviously. And it was, you know, to hear how Jim passed, and he was scuba diving at the time and on vacation. That's actually the last conversation that Jim and I had, was about scuba diving. And we were both heading off to Christmas holidays, and I've always been interested in doing it, and knew he had a passion for it. And we talked for about half an hour or so before the Christmas holidays, and our vacations sort of were overlapping, so we weren't going to see each other for a while. And so I, you know, definitely know he was doing something he loved, and was, you know, probably very happy at the time.
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, I knew of a guy who passed away while singing in a choir in Israel. He'd always want to go to Israel, and he was singing How Great Thou Art and died singing How Great Thou Art in Israel.
Wow.
That's an unbelievable way to go. But if you're a lover of scuba diving, I mean, it does sound weird, though, when you say he died loving, you know, doing something that he loved. But...
Well, for Jim, I think, you know, he's had, you know, books and researched the subject. He was obviously very passionate about it. And an author named James Nestor, Jim had an article by him. And in that, James says, describes, you know, the sort of the beauty of scuba diving. And I think this is what Jim was sort of telling me at the time. James Nestor writes, you know, in a world of 7 billion people where every inch of land has been mapped, much of it developed, too much of it destroyed, the sea remains this final unseen, untouched, and undiscovered wilderness. There's no mobile phones, there's no emails, no tweeting, no car keys to lose. All the stress, noise, and distractions of life are left at the surface, and the ocean is the last truly quiet place on Earth. And I remember Jim talking to me about that and sort of describing that to me. But I just wanted to first of all extend our deepest sympathies to Jim's family. That's who our immediate thoughts were. We obviously have lost a dear friend too, but my immediate thoughts were with Jim's family, some that I haven't met before, but certainly Jim talked about them a lot. And over the past, over a week now, just overwhelmed by the outreach from listeners and friends and, you know, ministry partners that we have here at the station, all the way from California to Vancouver to, you know, right across the country. It's been really touching to hear from everyone. And our listeners in particular who have kept us in their thoughts and prayers. It means so much because one of the things I love most about radio is how personal our medium is to people. And, you know, we as broadcasters, many of us in this room, we're a part of people's lives. And that was really evident with Jim. And you can tell that from all the people that have reached out to us on social media and phone, ringing off the hook all week. For 20 years, his program, Celebrate on CJMR, which was our sister station, to launching Joy 1250 and The Breakfast Show. I think, for me anyway, Jim has been the consistent voice of Christian radio in this country. Hmm. And, you know, we all know there's a lot of great Christian stations across the country.
No, there aren't. This is the only one.
No, there definitely is. And some that have been on the air before Joy 1250 and even before Jim was starting on CJMR. But he's been there all the way through. So that's evident with the personal relationship that I've seen from listeners this past week. And it means a lot. And I know it meant a lot to Jim. You know, his walk with Christ and being able to do this every day. It was really, really important to him, and we're going to miss him.
Well said. Well said. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that. Again, that was Matt Cain, and Matt is, what is your title here other than Kahuna?
Yes.
General Manager.
General Manager. Okay.
We all wear different hats.
Yeah,
here, but.
Yeah. I just want to jump to Dave McCallum. Dave, you've been involved with Joy 1250 for quite a while as well.
Since day one.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you and Jim worked together for a long, long time?
Actually, I met Jim even before I started here at Joy 1250. And that was when I was doing some things for Freedom Village USA. Of course, Freedom Village is on here with Victory Today every day. And I met him when he was with CJMR. And he graciously gave me some airtime to talk about Freedom Village. Hmm. And he also, we brought the Victory Singers in. We had three or four of them in here, all giving their testimony. And he graciously gave us the time to do that as well. Jim was very, very generous. He was generous with his time. He was generous with himself. If you needed a radio commercial read or something, no problem. I'll read it. I'll do this. I'll do that. No problem at all. So he was an extremely generous type of guy. And I'm not going to take a lot of time, but I'm going to tell you this, that before I retired, and that was a few years ago now, 3 years coming up, He gave me a book and for my retirement gift. And I kind of wondered about it when he gave it to me. He gave me the new Billy Graham book, Nearing Home.
Uh-oh. Gee.
And I thought,
how do I take that?
Yeah, I know. I'm going, is it me nearing home already?
Was there a shovel that came with it? Or?
But he did put an inscription on the inside. I'm not going to read the inscription, but it says, you are a friend for life. And I treasure that every day. Hmm. I have it sitting on my desk. I don't put it away. Hmm. I put it there because that's my remembrance of Jim.
Very well said, Dave. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Just quickly, how did you find out?
How did I find out? I got a call from Don Miller at 7 o'clock in the morning. And he...
What a shock.
He didn't give me all... He gave me a little detail.
Yeah.
I still don't know a lot of detail.
No, and I want to make that clear to our listeners as well.
Yeah.
We just don't know exactly how Jim passed. It could have been a heart attack. It could have been embolism. Yeah. Could have been bad mix in the tank. Nobody knows at this point in time. But when the station does find out something, we will let you know. You may want to join the Facebook group or mm-hmm. I don't know. How else would they find out, Matt?
Certainly we would
broadcast
post
any
details on our website and any social media, you know.
Dale in Virginia, my goodness, you know,
amen.
You guys were just at his apartment yesterday, right?
With Hiram. Yes.
Cleaning things out and tidying things up, and that must be tough doing that.
The first time I walked in was emotional. I didn't expect. Teary-eyed and choked up.
And you guys lived in the same building for how many years?
Oh,
a while.
15 years.
Really?
But we've known Jim for over 20 years.
Man. And you guys, you know,
we
you guys
are... We lived in a different floor, of course.
What's that?
We lived in a different floor, not the same.
You guys are of the age where Jim would, you know, he'd almost have, you know, big brother, father type effect on you guys.
Actually, our kids called him Uncle Jim.
Yeah.
So it was a very close relationship.
Of course, Dale in Virginia host Joy Kids and have for many, many years.
And that's Jim's fault, by the way.
Oh, yeah? We can blame him?
Yeah. Yeah, because we known Jim, like Virginia said, a few years prior to Joy going on the air. And the story I like to tell is it's his fault. Because he came to the program director and said, hey, I got these people. I'd be interested in doing the spot you're looking for. Like, is looking for a kids program. And then Jim said, hey, were you guys interested? And I said, yeah, let's do that. And we had no experience, I guess, in that regard, broadcasting. But we have theater background. So mm-hmm. we thought, hey, let's act like we know what we're doing. So, yeah, we put the proposal together. We sat down with Don. And from his account, he said, that blew me away. I didn't expect you to have that much ready. And so he gave us the time slot, do whatever we want. And we're like, well, that's a blessing. Now what?
Yeah. I want to point out something because this is radio and you wouldn't really know this, but you know, Virginia, this hits home for you. You're still very emotional about it and no one's judging you on that whatsoever. I just want to know what's behind that. Where is this emotion coming from?
Because I'm not Vulcan.
Yes. Good answer. What hurts you most about about this loss?
I think just missing the person.
Yeah.
Jim was somebody very much who really, he was like the fruits of the Spirit in person. You know, when you run through what the fruits of the spirits are listed in the Bible, he has so many of those characteristics. And very much like a mentor to Dale and myself in that regard. He wouldn't hold back if there was something that, you know, you needed to work on, he let you know.
Yeah.
But he also would take the time to pray with you. Incredibly generous. I mean, I was just talking to Hiram earlier about how he came when our son Lazarus was born. Jim visited in the hospital, came up, you know, had a gift for us. And, you know, he went to our kids' birthday parties. My grandmother passed away a couple of weeks ago, and he came to the funeral to support our family. That was who Jim was. What you heard on the radio was what he was like in life, except he had, you know, he did have an incredibly boisterous laugh. Huge, big laugh that I'm going to miss a lot. So it's just missing. I know he's in a better place. I know he's with Jesus. I know I will see him again.
Yeah, but it still sucks.
It sucks because you miss the person.
Yeah.
You miss him.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Now, we just want to pass, maybe get Mrs. McCallum to come up to the mic. Mrs. McCallum.
Mrs.
Yeah, come right up, nice and close. Nice and close.
Okay.
David's wife, is it Dorothy? Did I get
Dorothy
that right?
Yeah.
Dorothy, you are just a good-looking woman, I'm saying. It's radio, so I could be lying. I don't know. Yeah. Memories of Jim.
First of all, I want to say, to God be the glory. Yes, this is a memory of Jim, and this is a tribute for Jim. But I believe that Jim would want, he was such a humble guy, too, and he would want to give God the glory for his life.
Yes.
So I thank the Lord for his life and for the times that we were able to be with him. Me, I love to go out on the promotions for the station, the concerts and so on. Jim was there. Jim would always come. I also like to take photographs, and Jim would allow that. Most people don't let me take their photographs, but Jim would. And the other thing is, listeners who won tickets, he would be talking to people, but when a listener who won tickets would come to the booth, he would be so excited that he was able to have given them something. And lots of pictures, lots of listeners where they had won these tickets, and he had given them. And, the memories can go on.
Yeah.
Kingdom Bound, the Suit Fest.
Did he ever throw those hard, rock hard frisbees in the crowd and knock people out with them?
I can't show you the picture. I mean, I could show you the picture, but the listeners wouldn't see it. But yes, we have pictures of him showing the frisbees. And loved him, and I miss him terribly.
Well, listen, it's an honor to have all of you here at one time. It really is momentous. And Hiram Joseph is here as well. Hiram's going to stay with us for the rest of the hour. And close our time off with a great song at the end. So, you know, on behalf of the Joy 1250 family, we want to say thank you to our listeners for listening to the station. This is the kind of station that has a wide berth. In other words, they allow someone like Jim Leake to host a show and someone like Drew Marshall to host a show. Drew Marshall and Jim Leake are two very, very different human beings, but we both... we both gave a rip about each other. So that's what this kingdom stuff is supposed to be all about. We talk about Kingdom Bound. We're supposed to have the happy clappies and the stick in the muds and the wound up, you know, retentive and the you know, gracious, loving, the whole thing right in there because we are very individual. So, again, on behalf of Joy 1250, thank you. Thank you, team, for being here. Dale, Virginia, David, Dorothy, and Matt Kane.
The room isn't big enough for everybody that would.
No, that's right. That's right. Yeah, we're quite full in here.
Is there something else out there?
All right. At this point, we're going to jump over to phone lines. And if you guys want to grab headphones and listen, that's the only way you're probably going to hear them. There's not enough to go around, so you may have to kind of open them up with each other. But we want to get to our first special guest calling all the way from the United States of America, Mr. Danny Brooks. Danny Brooks, what's going on, big guy?
Hey there, Drew. I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm well, you Texas-sippy fool, you. Where are you?
Right now we're in Biloxi, Mississippi. We're playing a gig tonight at the Shed Barbecue. And but right now we're just down on the beaches of Biloxi.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, memories of Jim Leake. Again, it must have been a shock for you to hear as well. Hey, Danny?
It was, and it's just when I hear people that young, and there's been a few this year, it's like that Tom Waits song, Whistling Past the Graveyard, because, you know, I had a close call, and sometimes I wonder why I'm still here, but it was very sad to hear that about Jim, and I'd forgotten an incredible memory I had of Jim, and Debbie reminded me the other day. She said, remember when we lived on Walker's Line and we had that big old barn out back, and I had a choir that practiced with me to do a live recording at the Southside Shuffle Blues Festival in the year 2000. And there was Jim, Michelle, and a few other people. And I'd forgotten all about that. And then I remembered. you know, that we had a couple of rehearsals. So, you know, apart from that and him having me in there on his show and playing my music and seeing him at a lot of the Northern Praise.
Well, I think the first time I saw you two together, I was at a Blind Boys of Alabama concert, and I looked down and saw these long, flowing locks. And Hiram, you were there, and Danny Brooks, right? He was there, and Jim. I'm sure Jim was there, wasn't he?
Jim was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, listen, you know, he championed your music, man. He was a fan of yours, not just personally, but professionally. And you guys had known each other for a long, long time. So I just want to say thank you very, very much for calling in and just reminding everybody what a cool guy Jim was, basically.
He was good people.
Yeah, that's right. Good that's people. Right. Danny Brooks, listen, man, thanks for calling in, buddy. So good to hear from you.
Hey, hello there, Hiram.
Hey, my brother, how you do?
I'm doing pretty good, brother.
How you
glad
do?
Glad to hear your voice.
Likewise, I will call you later and we will chew the fat. I'd love to hear what's going on, man.
All right, brother, I'll hold you to that.
Don't worry. I'm just talking to you.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Danny Brooks.
God bless you, Drew.
See you, dude. Bye-bye. All right, who else we have on the line? I think we have someone from the western part of Canada where the mosquitoes all come from in the summertime. Mr. Steve Bell from Winterpeg. How are you doing, Steve?
Hey, not bad. How are you doing, Drew?
I'm doing quite well. Listen, thank you for calling in during our tribute to Jim Leek.
Oh, it's an honor. I'm glad to be asked to do it. And Hiram, how are you?
Bro, I'm doing so well. I'm missing you bad.
It's been a while, my friend.
Okay, let me just say right now, I'm sick of Hiram getting all the attention on the show. Okay?
I'm sorry. I haven't talked to him forever. So that's,
okay, I'll be honest. He's a brother from another mother. So, you know, I got to give respect. Yeah.
Steve Bell, do you remember any sort of encounters with Jim over the years?
You know, mine were strictly just, you know, music and radio, you know. I mean, I never, you know, barbecued with him or anything like that. But he was just the kind of guy that kept tracking what I was doing and would call once or twice a year and say, Steve, you know, I read this blog, let's have a discussion on air. Or
yeah.
I see you've got a new album coming out or a tour. And he, what I really appreciated so much about him was just that he tracked, you know, and paid attention to what I was doing. And I've never really been a mainstream guy. And so that, you know, any attention you can get from radio, you're always very, very thrilled to get.
But wait a minute. So you're thrilled when I contact you?
Of course.
Just wanted to check. Okay, good.
I know. I could never get to you. It's never the right timing. But
Steve, would you say that Christian music in Canada has been an uphill battle?
Boy, that's a three cigar conversation. Yeah. But I mean, I should not be one to complain. I mean, I've had a meaningful career in life for the last 30 years. So, you know, I consider myself very, very fortunate. But yeah, it's kind of a funny business, you know, and it's really hard to know how to make it work. I mean, we live in a world that doesn't really pay attention unless you get kind of zowie. And you know, that kind of what you almost need to do to make it in the business is do something that's counter to, you know, proper Christian humility. You know, so it's a funny, weird thing to do. But when you've been given a song, you know, you got to get it out there. You know, it's the gifts of God are for the people of God. You know, so it is what it is.
It is what it is. Listen, this is a real tribute to Jim today, just having all these people call in. And, you know, you can't have a show about Jim Leek, one of the most celebrated guys in the Christian music scene here in Canada, without having Steve Bell on the phone. So I really appreciate you calling in, man.
It was good to hear your voices, and I'm just happy to be part of all the love. You know, he's been very, very helpful and supportive of me all those years, and it was just really so sad to hear about his passing.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it, mate. You be well.
Cheers, guys.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Steve Bell on the phone there. And let's just go with Kalita now, because I think Kalita will be on the line. And ladies and gentlemen, there are very few Kramers in the world of Christian music. People with one name that starts with a K. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Kalita is on the phone. Hello, Kalita, darling.
Hello. Hi, Drew.
What a privilege to have you here. Dale and Virginia are here. Hiram Joseph, Matt Cain, all in the studio listening. Oh, yeah, Tim the Tool's here as well. Yeah, sorry.
Hi, Kalita.
Hi.
Don't put her hot. Okay.
I miss all you guys.
We miss you.
It's good to hear from you.
Listen, last time you saw Jim or spoke with Jim?
Well, gee, I think it was probably the last time. I don't know, Drew, because I live out in B.C. now. So
I know. How can you remember?
I think back,
I've been back several times, but I can't remember the exact last time I saw.
Well, and that's why you're in the golden oldies section of the artists that we have on today.
Thank you.
There are three segments. These are this group of people: Danny Brooks, Steve Bell, Kalita, and Allie Matthews. We call this segment "Kicking It Old School." You see, and that's,
I know, I saw that. These are now
memories of Jim.
Well, Jim was the wind beneath a lot of people's wings, right?
Yeah.
And me included. And I knew Jim for over 20 years as a DJ and program director. But it wasn't until more recent years that I got to know Jim as more than just the amazing supporter of Christian artists and music that he was. And, you know, I think I probably took Jim for granted. I think so many of us did.
That's a great point.
Because he was always just there.
Yeah.
You know, Jim was there to play my music whenever I released a new CD. He was there to host an event when anyone needed him.
Yeah.
True.
He was there to promote on air anything I might be doing in the area. And I must say this was really special to me because he was there to advocate to the station on my behalf for free radio ads when I produced my Heavenly Night concerts, raising the money for the girls in Cambodia. And that was just really something very special. And you know, and Jim was the one that offered, came up with the idea, went to the station. But it wasn't really until I started to go to the biweekly gatherings that were held with Michelle Sim in her home that I really got to know Jim as the real sensitive soul that he was, the man who had great knowledge of the Bible, who loved to preach the word, and a man who had such passion for his own artistic endeavors, and this amazing guy who loved to pray and prayed with such power and conviction. And I think having those last few years in that group, you know, those were the special times where I really got to know him as the man behind, you know, away from the microphone and out in front of people introducing a band or a group. So those are just a few of my thoughts on this great man, and I know I'm going to miss him, even his lame joke.
See, I told you they were lame.
You know, he had a great sense of humor, too.
Yes. Well, Kalita, Hiram, when was the last time you guys chatted?
I spoke to Jim 3 days before he left.
When was the last time you and Kalita chatted?
Oh, Kalita and I chatted, let's see, last year because I wanted to send her some tickets to Stars on Ice to see her.
That was a while ago. How are you, man?
I do very well. I'm missing you big time. And I want to find out about, you know, what's going on with Lemon and Sun and all that kind of stuff. So we will talk.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, It's been about a year and a half since the last time I spoke to Kalita. So, you know, that distance makes it a little more difficult.
No.
Well, Kalita, we care about you a lot. And again, it would not be a great tribute to Jim Leake without Kalita on the show. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this, Drew.
You're
welcome. Appreciate
you. You're welcome. Okay. See you.
Bye,
Kalita.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, man, that's okay, so I'm sure that Michelle Sim is listening, and we're having problems with your phone, maybe? Her phone is...
Yeah, I was having trouble hearing her phone, and...
So, Michelle, I'm so sorry, but on behalf of everybody who knows Michelle Sim, Michelle certainly was a big part of Jim's life as well, and in many ways a bit of a spiritual mentor. Yes.
Big time,
you know?
Big time. Yes. In fact, I would say, if I can honestly say it this way, love Michelle and her family for the support and love that they gave to Jim. She'd open her home. She opened her cottage to Jim and myself when we were down and out. We didn't have a two-penny store together.
Yeah.
She was the one who was saying, I have a little shack someplace but down by the lake. And so we would, we went, and it was great just to go and just partake and enjoy and go paddle the boat. So it felt like, you know, should I say I was Sunny, he was Cher?
Oh, my goodness. Gee whiz. You know, there's the soundbite of the day right there, folks. Hiram Joseph. So we got Tim's running the board and the phones. Look at him. He is just my everything.
I am the wind beneath your wings.
That's right. You're the wind. Hardest working man in Christian radio. Yeah. Hardest working man.
Hey, you're the wind coming out of somewhere else. can you?
Thanks.
Ali's on. So
yes.
I can try to answer that other
Please.
Phone
yeah,
if
let's,
you're
willing.
Yeah,
let's, right. let's get Ali on. Ali Matthews, hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Hallie, how you doing, Drew?
I'm doing so well. Miss could win so many Dove Awards if you lived in
Hello.
The States.
Hello. Preacher brother.
Yeah. Ali Matthews on the Drew Marshall Show. Folks, in case you just tuned in, we are in the middle of a tribute to the Morning Man and Music Director Jim Leake here on the Joy 1250. The guy, man, he was like 12 years here and more in the whole industry, and everybody knows him, and he's kind of like the mafia guy.
Come
you know?
On now.
The boss man, the kingpin. I don't know what I'm saying. What? Ali.
Hey.
Memories of Jim Leake.
Well, you know, first of all, I just, I'm so saddened by this. He was just, I mean, everything that everyone has said is true. I just second it all. He was a generous man, a very gracious, he had a beautiful, gentle humility about him. And, you know, in the music industry, you know, yea, verily, the Christian music industry, you see a lot of arrogance and you know.
You don't talk about me like that.
But you know what? He was so consistent and caring, and he was actually the very first person to help me sort of navigate the Christian music industry in Canada when I came out with with my first CD that was a Christian CD. He and I submitted it for the Covenant Awards, and he was the one who helped me out with that. He was on the board, a GMA board, and I just so appreciated his support. He had this this really lovely, consistent way of honoring musicians and artists, and he did that consistently through the last decade for me. So that was, the last time I saw him was at one of my Christmas shows, December 19th. And I had called him a month before that and said, can you get the word out? This is the Burlington show. And I don't know if any fans are going to come. I don't know. You know, so he said, I'll do what I can, Ali. And not only did he tell people about the show, he bought two tickets and he came to the show.
Nice.
And for me, that's it. Like, that's the ultimate in support. I mean, he didn't have to do that. But I had a beautiful visit with him that night, and it was a very small crowd. I mean, other Christian artists know sometimes we don't get the big crowds in, but we have these faithful supporters who really make it easier for us. They make it possible for us to keep going and to not get so discouraged. And he was one of those guys for me, so I have appreciated him so much. And like Kalita said, I must have taken him for granted, because I'm really going to miss that kindness and that support that he showed.
Yeah, yeah. Really well said. Boy, you're making Virginia cry. Nice one. Well done, Ali. Well, we very much appreciate you, and just your tribute to Jim Leake was absolutely spot on perfect. So, Ali, thank you very much for calling in.
You're
so good
welcome.
To hear your voice.
Okay, love to everyone there.
Yeah, you too.
Likewise.
As well. You
Thanks,
too as well.
Ali. Take care.
All right, let's just jump over to someone who is here in studio, and this is the mystery person who we had on the phone and then didn't have on the phone and then had on the phone, and not sure what happened there. Michelle Sim, thank you so much for fighting your way into the studio. I really appreciate this.
Oh, you're so welcome. I have to admit, I'm a technological idiot. I had no idea I was on air. I just thought I was in the lobby. Seriously.
Right. Well,
listen to that phone connection. That's
good.
That's good quality.
That's good quality right there, folks. Joy 1250 all over it. Michelle, we spoke of you earlier and said, and you know, a bit of a spiritual mentor to Jim, someone who was able to understand, you know, his journey and walk with him, right?
Yep. We were actually mentors to one another. He was what I would call a real friend. I've for many years hosted various things just to try to upgrade the quality of Canadian Christians in music. Love the guy on the board over here. I know everybody in the room, including Matt at the end there. Uh-huh. I knew his parents long before he was even thought of. They used to live right across the street from me in Oakville. Yep. So I go way back with all these people, and I consider them friends. I really do. Mm-hmm. And like Jim, very much under the radar. And yet, like Jim, if anybody needs anything, if anybody needs help, if anybody needs some ideas, suggestions, help, whatever. One of my big visions of Jim was he and Hiram had been up to our cottage a couple of times, and it's another thing we do. If you need something, just come and enjoy, you know? And but I'll never forget the time that Jim and my husband were out on the porch, on the back deck of the cottage. This was Thanksgiving. He came up for Thanksgiving with us, and a bear cub was jumping up the shoreline. Now, number one, there should be no bear cubs in the fall.
Number two, if there's a bear cub,
there's going to be a mama someplace. So yeah, we were all very careful, very close to the door. I was making dinner or something. But just such a friend. I have yet to tell my dog, Finley, that Jim is not coming back, because Finley, my bigger dog, was like Jim's best friend. And so I had meetings every 2 weeks, and Jim would come to those and just fellowship, make people lunch. And just for me to stand at my kitchen sink and to see my friends eating together, laughing together, talking together, and then all of us worshiping and praying together is my greatest thrill. And
kind of sounds like the early church.
Yeah, doesn't it, though?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying. So anyway, but Jim would play with Finley all the time because my dog's a ballaholic, and Jim just, you know, looked after him big time. And so I've yet to tell Finley that Jim's not coming back. I can't believe Jim's not coming back. I'm sure everybody feels the same way.
So true.
But what a great friend. You know, just talking about anything to do with the Bible, he had very firm ideas about stuff, which my ideas are a little, I like to venture beyond the norm, yes. And so, but we got along great. We would often go out for walks together. Another great memory was after one of these meetings, we all went out for a walk, about five of us, and my dog Finley, again, about three blocks away, was crouched over to do his business, and his back seized on him.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I know.
Didn't that happen to Jim once, too?
Well, he had a lot of... He, you know what he did? He carried my 35-pound dog home, is what he did. So, yeah. Wow. He's just a great guy. Just a great guy. Can't believe he's not here.
Michelle Sim, thank you very, very much.
Welcome.
Please don't go anywhere. On the line, we've got Mr. Jacob Moon on line two, I believe. Jacob Moon, thank you very much for holding there and joining this tribute to Jim Leake.
Hey, it was really nice to hear those stories, actually, and thanks for having me on.
Your memories of Jim?
Well, I mean, mine, I didn't know him as a friend. It was more that I just kept seeing him over the years, and every time I reached out to Jim, whether it was to ask him to appear at an event, to MC. He emceed a couple times at the Oakville Center for me, and just welcomed people in. Just his presence on stage and his presence backstage, both very warm and I'm sure that many other artists have these kinds of stories. But like anytime you'd send in a song for him to play on the radio, I mean, we do this all the time, and we just usually just expect them to be to ignore us and to
like,
you know,
like I do.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, really, you haven't played my latest single. You know, it's a great.
I didn't know you were single.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm here all week, folks.
My latest single is called Tinder. That's what
you're a weirdo.
It's gonna catch fire. I really believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm bummed.
Yeah, but so anyway, so I would send him these singles. I would send over the years, and every time it was like. He wouldn't necessarily get back to me right away, but then when he did, it would be like, yeah, it's been playing for months. Like, don't even worry about it. He was way ahead of me. Like, he'd get a hold of the stuff, and he'd be playing it on the radio, even sometimes before I had reached out to him with the file. So he's just one of those guys that just, he was so supportive. And I think, you know, I know a lot of the musicians who dealt with him over the years are going to miss him terribly.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, Jacob, you know, I want to say this. I've said this before on air, but I want to say it again just before we say goodbye to you. When I came back from Australia, I kind of had the impression that Christian music sucked and that Canadian Christian music really sucked. And then all of a sudden, I found you. And then I found Allie Matthews. And then I started finding all sorts of people. But, yeah, you were one of the first guys that let me know that there's some good stuff out there. So, Jacob, thank you for what you do, man. Appreciate it, dude.
Thanks. God bless you guys.
All right, take care. Jacob Moon, folks, on the Drew Marshall Show. If you've just tuned in, we are in the middle of a tribute for Jim Leake, our morning man and music director here on Joy 1250 for so many years. Jim died last week, tragically, after coming back from a scuba dive down in Florida. He was on vacation. His first shift was to be this last Monday. And, yeah, he didn't come back. And that's what we're all sort of dealing with here is he is gone. Obviously, for those of us who come from a faith background, you know, there is an understanding that he's home with daddy kind of thing. And so there's some comfort there. But it's still, as we've said before, it still hurts. It's still a tough loss. On the line now is Mark Masri. Mark, you're another one of those high-class caliber musicians that I respect and appreciate. Even Hiram Joseph just gave you a thumbs up, so that's pretty good.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, if I've got Hiram's thumbs up, then wow, yeah, I'm honored.
You don't need anything else, man. Yeah, that's it. You know, Mark, I'm not sure if you've had any occasion to run into Jim very much or over the years. Any memories?
Oh, so many memories, so many years. I think my first introduction to Jim was at sort of what felt like this series of black gospel events. I was kind of like the young brother from another mother that got invited into these black gospel concerts as sort of the blue-eyed soul kid, although I don't have blue eyes. And Jim would be the host. He'd be emceeing the event. And I'm sure after a while, a lot of the people that would frequent these concerts must have thought that Jim and I were kind of like a package deal, like a two-for-one. You know, the two token lighter-skinned guys that just felt so welcomed into that community and enjoyed being a part of that community. But Jim, everyone has just expressed such incredible love and appreciation for him as a person, as Kalita put, sort of the wind beneath our wings, the silent partner, silent strength behind so many of our careers, and not just sort of where the industry is concerned and where the music is concerned, but on a personal level and on a relational level. Because with Jim, it was never just about, you know, okay, what's the latest tune you're trying to push, or, you know, what's going on in your career. It's how are you as a person? How are you doing? You know, he was genuinely concerned with the well-being of you, of the individual. And I just hear it over and over again. It's always been my experience, you know, that Jim was just this constant and consistent friend that was an amazing example of God's love and an amazing support to so many of us over the years. We had so many, I mean, eventually I went on to become music director for Crossroads, and so we would be, you know, cooperating on things, you know, relatively, you know, regularly, whether artists were coming into town, they'd do Joy 1250 with Jim, and they'd come and do Huntley Street. And so, I mean, it's just, it's such a loss, and I was shocked to hear of his passing, saddened. Our family sends their condolences to his family and loved ones, because it just seems like, you know, he's been taken from us too soon. And yet we know that the timing is always exactly as it should be.
Yeah, not ours, basically.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mark, so well said. Eloquent and straight to it. I really appreciate your time calling in today.
My pleasure. Thank you for doing this, Drew, and for everyone that's in the studio that's given of the time. You know, Jim would do it for all of us. I know. Yep. That's why you're all there.
Yep, that's exactly it. You got it. Mark Masri, thank you very much, mate.
My pleasure.
Let's go with Ken on line two, please. Ken, Michelle, Ken and I went to Paul B. Smith Academy together 1,000 years ago. Well, I actually went for 3/4 of a year, and that was it. And Ken graduated from there, I think. Is that right, Ken? Did you graduate?
I did indeed.
Good for you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And then I found out that Ken was a phenomenal recording artist, singer, songwriter, when he kind of did this Dust Kickers thing. And I remember stopping him in the halls when I caught up with him so many years ago at Ontario Bible College and said, dude, I got to buy one of those tapes. Tapes! Ooh, a tape! That kind of flashes me back. Speaking of flashing back, Ken, memories of Jim Leake for you.
Jim was such a fantastic guy. We met in loads of different places. It's such a small world of the kind of Christian music industry that we would cross paths in concerts or radio things or festivals or whatever it was. And Jim was just incredible in terms of his advocacy and being a champion. The things I remember about Jim, particularly, obviously, of all things Christian music. And Jim was a guy who he understood it. He really got it. I think he stood up for not only the power and sort of the transformative impact of music, but he got it in the context of the church too, that the church could be built up through music that glorifies God, and that the Christian music would give us that glimpse of the worship that's already taking place in heaven, something that Jim is participating in now and experiencing firsthand, I guess. But Jim is also just an incredible supporter and advocate on behalf of so many of us who kind of started our music careers. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, any beginning to that journey is a challenge and a struggle. And Jim was a guy who just stood beside you in that process. In fact, he was a guy who did a lot of the heavy lifting, especially for the artist types of us. As artists, we're trying to spend our time and energy doing the things that we love in terms of creating music and sharing our music, and we're always desperate for people who kind of complement that creative side with support and encouragement, who have some clue as to how to promote things, how to boost your profile, keep us in the conversation. And Jim really was that counterpart kind of guy to so many of us who kind of grew up through the growing years, really, of kind of the Christian music industry, especially in Southern Ontario.
Dude, you have nailed that. Absolutely perfect. Ken Michelle, I guess people still associate you with the Dust Kickers, so is it fair to say Ken Michelle from the Dust Kickers, or is it just Ken Michelle now?
For sure, it's still an association with the Dust Kickers. We don't play too often as much, but for sure, that's still the association.
Yeah. Dude, really appreciate you calling in. Thanks, Ken.
It's an honor to lend my voice to the many who've already expressed their not only condolences to Jim and his family, but just to honor Jim for his legacy and how he had such a great impact on so many of us.
Again, really well said. Ken, thanks, man. Ken Michelle on the Drew Marshall Show. This is our tribute to Jim Leek, morning man and music director of Joy 1250. We lost him last week. I think we should go to Kevin on line three. Kevin Pauls, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my goodness.
Kevin, are you there?
Buddy. I am. How are you?
What's it like finally getting on the Drew Marshall Show?
That's not cool.
How did I know that was going to end up that way?
Oh, buddy.
It's an honor I can't put into words.
Oh, stop. Oh, stop. Again, is it fair to say Kevin Pauls, you might know him from Tenore? Is that a good call?
It's a small chapter, yes.
Yeah.
That would be fairly accurate.
Yeah. Your memories of Jim Leek.
You know, I remember meeting him. It was about 1993, the first time I met him, and I was doing a concert. And he came up and was unbelievably complimentary and he instantly grabbed my CD and started playing it. He didn't know me from anyone, but he heard me and thought, you know, this is a Canadian artist we need to support, and he started playing me. And we started, you know, having this friendship. But I know him as an incredible cheerleader of people, and it was infectious because, as you know, Ken had mentioned this earlier, we're creative people and we're always looking for somebody to say it's okay. And it was like Jim took that on as his own personal goal in life, was to be the cheerleader for people. And so that I remember as an incredible promoter of me, and he did the same thing with other artists. But the other piece of it that I remember was in the early years, I started to get to know Jim, and we'd have, you know, breakfast and lunch, and he would talk about the sacrifices he made financially to do what he felt called to do. We forget that sometimes. It's not like he instantly got offered this huge job to go do radio. I mean, he was in the trenches like most of us artists, and he had to figure out a way to make a living. He sacrificed like crazy while he promoted us. And I think we sometimes forget he not only felt called to do this, but he was sacrificing like crazy so that he could put his arm around other artists like me and say, go do what you do. I thought, wow, that was, thinking back today about not only just the promoter, but the fact that it took a lot of sacrifice for him and his family and for people that he knew to say, I want to do this.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't take that lightly. That's pretty amazing.
Wow. You've just put a lot of things there. I had no idea you were that good of a comedian. I would have had you on the show a long time ago.
I love it. You're awesome, buddy.
Kevin, I know this is a loss for you, so my condolences to you, mate. And again, I've said this all the way along. This is a fantastic tribute to Jim Leake, and it would be incomplete without you. So thank
you. Well, thanks, Kevin. Buddy. He was a good friend, and I can't say enough good things about a man that sacrificed for others more than he did for anything else. That's an amazing tribute. I love the guy to death.
Yeah, well said. Kevin Pauls, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to
thanks,
you soon,
guys.
Mate. You be well.
All right.
Okay. All right, folks, moving on. Isn't this insane? Just one person after the next, and this is what it's like when you serve others. You know, Jim really was a champion of each one of these people's music and, of course, Christian music industry as a whole. Marlene O'Neill and Karen Burke, I think, need to be on at the same time because these two ladies are, well, they're nuts. Marlene, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Marlene, thank you so much for calling. How are the Tonettes?
The Tonettes are great.
Yeah?
Keeping busy.
I think the Tonettes should be sponsored by... Never mind. I'm not. I'm just going to stop. I'm learning to stop. Is Karen on there as well? Karen Burke, Marlene O'Neill. Marlene O'Neill, Karen Burke on at the same time, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, hi, Karen.
Now, you girls have known each other for a while, and you've worked together many, many times, and obviously we're here just to, you know, pay honor to Jim Leake. Marlene, your memories of Jim?
Wow. I have... You know, and sitting listening to some of these other interviews, I want to say ditto, but I will say this. I remember Jim from, oh gosh, I was probably 8 or 9 years old when he used to come to a little tiny church called the Toronto Gospel Lighthouse in Toronto. He'd come in with his guitar and lead worship as a special guest. And I thought, here's this, as was mentioned before, here's this white guy coming into a predominantly black church and just closing his eyes and just singing the praises of God. Mm. And we lost connection for a few years. And then when I really started to get busy in my solo ministry and then with the Tonettes, really reconnected with Jim on a professional level. And again, as has been said before, Jim was such an encourager. Jim always had his radio voice on. I remember one time we went to Kelsey's and he
ordered a Diet Coke.
Exactly. Yes. He even read the woman's name on her shirt. Well, Diane, I would like to have.
That's funny.
Such a sweet man. I mean, you'd call him on the phone, you'd see him at Tim Hortons, whatever it was. He was Mr. Radio and always had a smile on his face. And, I'm missing him dearly already. I surely am. Mm-hmm.
Karen, you've heard Marlene speak of Jim. Your turn.
Yes, no, I just can... I'll just sum it up by saying this. My mother always used to say, everyone is indispensable... no one is indispensable. Everyone is indispensable. No one is indispensable, but everyone is irreplaceable.
Okay, hold on. Was your mother related to Rain Man? Because this is starting to get really complicated here.
Maybe we should give a backbeat for the remix.
Get her on the phone.
Yes. No. We are irreplaceable. Each one of us is not indispensable. We're all irreplaceable. But you know, in Jim's place, he is. Definitely irreplaceable.
Yeah.
You know, I would say that just about everybody, but I can't say that about him because his shoes are so large to fill. And I think one thing that I know about Jim is that he, from the beginning of our ministry with Toronto Mass Choir, he was always, always present. And even before we would say we needed help or can you help, he would be on the phone calling us, how can I help? Mm. Yeah. And you just, you know, in terms of radio, that is one of the big, big areas where our gospel music community is always needing support. And Jim was always there. And the best thing about him is that he was not a respecter of persons or of color. So he wouldn't say, oh, you don't fit my rating or my show. He played Christian music.
That's right.
The fact that he championed Christian music, and it didn't matter what kind of it was. It just had to be good music. But, you know, he was a great, great man for that, and I will never forget him. And I challenge those who have the ability and the opportunity to be able to do that, to try to open up their world and just take a page out of his book. He one of the things I remember about Jim too is when we did the evolution of gospel music. I mean, he lived out in the West End in Mississauga. We were in Scarborough, and it was in the middle of the winter, and
yeah.
he was the MC for our program, and he drove out to open our program. It's like 5 minutes, and he did it two nights in a row.
Yeah.
You know, without complaining. That's just an example of the yeah. kind of guy he was.
Well, I made that same drive, except I complained about it.
Which is why we are not honoring you today.
Yes. Thank you very much. That soundbite brought to you by the Tonettes. Marlene O'Neill and the Tonettes. Of course, Karen Burke and the Toronto Mass Choir. Karen, do you remember the time you brought in the gang into the studio? I mean, how many people did we have in the studio that day?
Way too many.
It yeah, was insane.
It was insane. I know. I love it. But they just love to sing. They yeah. love to sing together.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you for doing this, Drew. Today.
Yeah, and we love both of you guys, Marlene, Karen. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate both of you very much.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, folks, we're just coming up the final stretch here, but we've got Sharon Riley on the phone, Faith Corral, and I think it might be time to turn Hiram Joseph's mic on. Hey?
And then
we have another new person in the studio here. She just came in. She was out feeding the cattle, and she finally made it in. Davina Jabal. Davina, how you doing?
I'm good.
No, you're not. You have a cold, don't you?
Jim gave it to me, actually.
Oh. don't want to know anymore. Hiram.
Yes, sir.
Do you know Sharon Riley?
I know and love and respect Sharon Riley and the Faith Corral. They are amazing, amazing.
Aw, that's very nice. Thank you.
Sharon, can't lie.
Sharon Riley, it's your turn to suck up to Hiram.
Oh.
I love Hiram also. He's a phenomenal, wonderful soul.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're very kind.
I first saw Sharon Riley at Hugh's Room during one of Ken Whiteley's gospel matinee performances on a Sunday at 2 o'clock, last Sunday of the month. If I can promote it, I will. And this girl, sometimes you get, a two-hour gig and there's a lull. And that's okay. You enjoy the music, but it feels lully. And then all of a sudden Sharon Riley sings. And then your soul busts out of your body.
Tell it like it is, brother.
And you do a little funky white guy overbite dance. It's really, really
That's
awkward.
What I did, yes.
Sharon, your tribute to Jim, your memories of Jim.
Well, Jim was a supporter of our musical journey. He had interviewed me a few times, especially through our early days. And in the 90s and early 2000s, Jim played our album Caught Up in Life as Project many times. And I don't know if anyone had mentioned this, but he was the king of MCs. When we would go to various concerts that we were ministering at, you always saw Jim MCing the concerts. He was an awesome soul. He'll be greatly missed. I know when we first started, he would encourage us so much. And, my condolences to all of his friends and family. But Jim Leake, you'll be greatly missed.
Really well said. Davina, have you and Sharon worked together at all? Do you know each other?
We do. We do know each other,
yeah.
of course, in
I
passing.
Do know Davina.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Davina.
Love you lots. And it's just basically a part of the gospel community, of which Jim contributed to it immensely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this last segment on our show, I awkwardly entitled The Soul Train, because... it is a weird thing when you go to a primarily all, now I'm getting all nervous using the right terminology.
Speak your heart.
Okay. You look around and you're the only white person in the room, event, and then you see Jim Leake up on stage. And I got to say, the sisters love Jim Leake. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh my goodness.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Shopping. Davina, you had a privilege of working with Jim here at the station for quite a while.
Yeah, for about 15 years. I met Jim. Yeah, I met Jim when I was about 19. And I remember going...
3 years ago? Thank you.
I remember going on different gospel events with Jim, and he literally took on that big brother role to the T. And he made sure I was picked up. He made sure that I was seated properly. One time... I said, okay, Jermaine, I need to go to the washroom. He was like, yeah, okay, let's go. I was like, I didn't know that you were going to come. He made sure that.
Okay, that's weird.
No. No, but he was on point, you know? Yeah. And he just made sure that I was always looked after. And he went over and beyond his way in supporting me. For example, when I was doing like high-profile interviews of, such as Yolanda Adams, he went over my questions, made sure that they were like on point, and he set up the equipment for me. He even was the mic man during the interview. I didn't have to do anything but just be there and do the interview. And that's what Jim, that's who Jim is to the core. He was just so supportive of other people in their ministry. And
yeah, that's true.
Yep. Just to echo what Kalito said, the wind beneath many of our wings.
Okay, now Kalita's getting too much attention. It was Hiram. And now it's Kalita. Sharon, I just want to be mindful of your time. So, first of all, beautiful sentiments. Thank you very, very much. And
Thank you. And
for what you guys do, you know, you and Faith Corral, just keep going. My goodness. Beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful. I was going to say magic happens, but I don't know. That might be wrong to say. But you know what I'm saying. Stuff goes down when you guys sing.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Drew. God bless you.
Sharon, thank you. Bye-bye. Sharon Riley with Faith Corral, again, here on the Drew Marshall Show. We're just sort of near the top of the hour, folks, and in case you're tuning in and wondering what's going on, first, you're listening to the Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. You can also, of course, get Joy 1250 on their website, Joy 1250. You can get us on the TuneIn app. If you have a smartphone, you throw in Joy 1250, you can listen to us there right now.
And our mobile thing should be up soon, right?
Yeah, our mobile thing should be up there soon, yep.
I'm a techno whiz.
As soon as you move out of that them there trailer park, you'll be just fine.
Yeehaw.
But the final, I guess, hurrah here, I just want Davina and Hiram just to hang with us a little bit longer. You know, Hiram, you've been part of Jim's life, and I know this is a kick in the guts for you. You have this rosy disposition. You're always building up others. Maybe not behind their back, but yeah, in front of them. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So behind the rosy disposition, you've just lost a really good friend.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I should have prepared you for this question, but going through his apartment and, you know, I guess helping to sort things out.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
It has been a... how the Queen stated, an annus horribilis, a season of being in hell. I have not cried as yet, for right now we need just to rally with our brother and make things get organized and finding his will and putting those things into place and dealing with a continued memorial service for February 21st. We'll let you know more about that when time comes closer. So I am honestly not wanting to deal with that because I don't think you want to see a black man start to cry and then it's not good.
It gets ugly?
It gets ugly. And I mean Oprah ugly tears, okay?
Ooh, man. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I'm focused right now. It's an honor and joy to be here with you. I will say it this way. Jim came into my life over 25 years ago. I met him back in the day for all of us who are music aficionados when the gospel community used to go and do stuff down at CNE grounds, and that's when I met him and people like Sharon Riley and TMC and so many others who have been here today just to lift a voice of affirmation about who Jim is and what he's done. For me, from that moment on, it has been a wonderful, amazing love affair of myself being here with Jim and Joy 1250 family. Thank you so much for loving, lavishing me with time and opportunities to let me show my wares of whether it was a CD or me coming into co-host with someone or going to Israel or some of the fundraisers you've done. I am just humbled, and I think I'm definitely one of those shining examples of just the love that Jim has just come alongside of me and let me be who I am and let God do what he wants to do through me. So I could not be anywhere else and did not want to be anywhere else but here today. Mm. To help in what I'm doing right now and also doing at the apartment.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I just keep thinking about Davina, the big brother thing.
So true.
Yeah.
He totally was. I couldn't put it in any other way other than that. He literally was a big brother. And one of the thoughts I had while listening to everyone speak was the impression that he left. He just didn't leave an impression, but he left an impression with each and every one of us who are alive today and carry that impression. Like I definitely would not, you know, have had the experience that I've had here at Joy if it wasn't for Jim.
Yeah.
You know, Jim was a big pillar in my ministry here on Joy 1250. And I remember time just going to Jim, not talking anything about radio, but just talking. And he would allow me to pour my heart out to him without saying a word, but yet he was still an active listener, and you knew that you were heard. This is the attributes of a big brother. You know, I never asked for it. He just gave it freely.
Well, again, folks, if you have just tuned in, we're just coming to the end of our tribute to Jim Leake, a morning man and music director of Joy 1250. This is the station that airs our show, the Drew Marshall Show, and these guys have suffered. We've all suffered a tragic loss last week. Jim died after scuba diving while down in Florida at the age of 58. He had been with this broadcast family for over 18 years. So, you know, a staple of this industry, a staple of the station, the studio. He was a caring, warm, funny, and very gracious man who was a blessing to his family, friends, and thousands of listeners. And today, we paid tribute to Jim, and we heard from so many in the industry that Jim championed. Danny Brooks, Steve Bell, Kalita, Ali Matthews, Mark Masary, Jacob Moon, Ken Michelle from the Dust Kickers, Kevin Pauls, who was with Tenore, among others, Marlene O'Neill from the Tonettes, Karen Burke, Toronto Mass Choir, Sharon Riley with Faith Chorale, of course, Hiram Joseph here in studio, the 1250 staff, including Davina Jabal, who's still here. And I just want to, we want to go out and do a couple things here. First of all, we're going to get Hiram just to sing something, because that has to happen. And then secondly, we want to play you the final sign-off that Jim had. So the last shift that he was here, he signed off his show the same way each and every time. And so we've isolated, pardon?
For 20 years,
yeah. Yeah, close the show the same way. And then, folks, you know, listen, we want to open up the phone lines for you to call in if you want to say anything about Jim's impact in your life as well. The phone number is 877-569-1250, 877-569-1250. I think, without any further ado, you know what I'm saying? I think it might be a good time to have Mr. Hiram Joseph just sing a song, and then we will play that clip that we have of Jim. Hiram, tell us about this song, because you sang just a little bit of it earlier, and I said to you, boy, I know Russ Taff nails this thing as well.
Russ Taff does an amazing job. I'm going to do about 30 seconds. It's a chorus of it, but for me, I think I'll state it this way. When I think of Jim and where he's at, he's on heaven's shore. I can see him wearing a funky Hawaiian-style bathing trunks with a little rubber ducky and something of liquid libation, and he's saying, "Welcome home." And I'm looking forward to seeing my brother on that side. And this song, it gives a little soul to where my brother was at, and I know that he would enjoy singing this with me. I'm going to hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. I'm going to hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. I'm gonna build my house on things eternal. I'm gonna hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh yes, I'm gonna hold to his hand. Oh yes, God's unchanging hand. I'm gonna hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. I'm gonna build my house on things eternal. I'm gonna hold to God's unchanging hand.
Jim, that was for you, buddy. Well, here is Jim's final send-off from his last shift here at the studio. Again, closing his show every time the same way. Jim Leake here on Joy 1250.
It's 27 minutes past 7 o'clock, and that about wraps things up here on The Breakfast Show this morning. James Curtis will be filling in for me for the next 2 weeks, and I promise I'll try to bring back some warm weather from Florida for you. This is Jim Leake. I leave you with this thought, as always, that Jesus Christ is not valued at all unless he is valued above all. God bless. Have yourself a great week.
The phone number is 877-569-1250. I think all the phone lines are busy, though, right now. So when someone hangs up, that's your cue to call in. Anne-Marie, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, Drew.
Anne-Marie, your memories of Jim Leake?
Man, I was so sad when I heard of his passing. I get up every morning at 5 o'clock, and first thing I put on is the radio. It's always on Joy 1250.
Right.
And he had such, you know, such a humor. It was so wonderful listening to him from the time he came on until I left to go to work 20 to 8. And I was so sad when I heard of his passing. But in the same breath, I know where he is. He's with the Lord. And, you know, the Lord knows best, and we can't question his doing. So to his family and all those who listened and all those who knew him.
Yeah.
Let's take comfort in knowing that he is in a better place. And soon, and very soon, you know, when I heard of his passing and I remembered, you know, we losing Andre Crouch not too long.
Yeah.
You know, and Jim, you know.
I know. You know, here's Jim Leake, who was very much influenced by Andre Crouch. As a matter of fact, I think it's been rumored that he became a Christian because of Andre's ministry.
That's right.
And Andre and Jim died in the same month.
Crazy. Yes.
Isn't that insane?
Is that coincidental?
Yes.
I don't know.
Just insane. Anyway, Anne-Marie, thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for doing this, Drew.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Judith. Hi, Judith from Mississauga. Your memories of Jim Leake?
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I first met him at a group that we had called the CSAM group, and it was Christian Single Ministry, Adult Ministry, and he was our MC. We had an event on the weekends called Potter's Cafe,
right.
And he emceed that. And, you know, I mean, this is like over and over that his family is hearing this, but it's just so such a blessing to add to it, my time with Jim. Mm-hmm. And it's so true when you hear over and over again that he was not a respecter of persons. When I'm listening to these amazing people that I love and admire that I've actually seen at the Potter's Cafe and Marlene and, you know, Jacob and Steve Bell and all that, it's just like it's a blessing to be part of this, just to be part of it. And I'm thinking of his nephew especially, and I send much deep condolences out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I knew Jim, it was when my 7 years ago my son passed away, and Jim was one person that was such a comfort. Like we hear over and over, his faith was so strong. It was so peaceful to be with him during that time, and just for him to you know, share his blessings and his message of scripture, and you know, it was just incredible as a friend. And then turn around, his brother passed closely after that time, and I was able to go to him and encourage him and you know, pay time with him. And so we had, I felt anyway, that we had this special little bond, if you might say.
Sure.
Because of that grieving that we were both sharing. But it was a beautiful grieving because of us both knowing where they, like the Lord so closely and, you know, God's blessings and all of that. So I'm just thrilled that I was able to get through, Drew, and I appreciate that you did this this show. And
well, how could we not? That's for sure.
I know.
Judith, thank you so much for calling.
You're very welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Drew, I just want to point out, someone called in on behalf of Pat Russell, who is a singer and a big fan of Drew and so on and so forth. Pat's
of
out of
Drew?
The
Did you say
sorry,
of Drew?
Well, because I was looking at you, and I'm such a big fan, it threw me off, of Jim. And
yes.
Her friend just wanted to call in on behalf and say that, you know, she's out of the country performing and that she's devastated by the news and, you know, wish she could have been here to have been part of this, either, you know, with us here or calling in or just right now calling in kind of thing.
Yeah.
But she just wanted to let us know that.
Very cool. All right, let's go to line one. And is it Inez?
Inez, yes.
Inez, lovely to chat with you. Just briefly, your memories of Jim?
My memories of Jim is so profound. Now, I will be very short. My memories of Jim, among other things that everybody said, I just second that. But what I miss most about Jim is what you just played there, his last tune when he was leaving to go to Florida.
Yes.
And I always remember that Jesus Christ is not valued at all. Unless he is valued above all, those words would stick with me forever. And my condolences goes out to his family and the broadcasting family too. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Lovely to hear from you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Line two. Is it Nadia?
Nadia.
Nadia. Gee, I'm just horrible. Unless your name is Steve Smith, I don't know how to pronounce things. So, Nadia, lovely to hear from you. Your tribute to Jim.
Yes. I'm very sad. I feel like I lost part of my family. I felt like he was my family because for many years I went to work to the hospital from Woodbridge, and I put his program, and he encouraged me in a way that I cannot describe. Time when I heard the news, I felt very, very sad. So I send my condolences to his family. I also send my condolences to you, Joy 1250. And for me, I just send my prayer for his family, and I thank God because through him, I got so many tickets to go to Canada Wonderland, to a Canada Center, to see many shows,
yeah.
And thank God for him, and thank God because of his encouragement to listen to the Word of God and his Word at the end of his program.
Thank you. Very well said.
Listening to me.
Yeah, lovely to hear from you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Beautiful addition to tribute to Jim Leak here on the Drew Marshall Show. Let's go to June Graham, I believe. June, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, June.
From Queensway Cathedral, mm-hmm. And we want to express our deepest sympathy and also our condolences, and also thank God Jim is with the Lord. But we had many, many times to be with him because of music. He was at Queensway in our old building and was a member of our church. So that's way back 80s. I don't know just when that was, early 80s or mid 80s. But want to say from Queensway Cathedral, he will be missed. I listened to him many, many, many times on his show. And what a man of God. And God himself is just gracing Jim. Mm. He's gracing him, Jim, now for who he was. Anyway, blessings on all of you. We pray for you.
Thank you, June. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. All right, boy, we're running out of time here, so we're just going to take a couple more calls. So don't bother calling in. It sounds horrible saying that, Davina. Don't bother calling in. But we do need to move on with our show. We've got so much more coming up for you. Actually, at this point, you know what I really want to do is I want to give thanks to James Curtis for filling in this past week. For Jim. Can you imagine that job?
Oh, for sure. The hours and just getting up that early and doing it consecutively.
Yeah. But, you know, coming in on the week that Jim was supposed to be here.
Yeah.
James Curtis, thanks, man. I appreciate the job you do as well. Let's go to Marcia on line one. Marcia, thank you for calling. Your comments?
Thank you for having me, and my condolences to Jim family and to you all, the radio family as well. I just want to share, because yes, like many, I'm a regular daily listener, and it's been so different, even though we love James, and we thank you for what you just said about James covering, but, you know, for so many years, I've been a listener for well over 10 years, you get, you know, accustomed to having Jim on the radio and him going on vacation and him loving his sunshine, and then to know that he passed at this time, and it was very tragic when I first heard the news on your show, Drew, last week. And it's been different, but we thank God for his life. We thank God for the impact he had on so many. And I just want to share one very memorable experience I had with Jim.
Please.
I was at a TNC event, and I was there with our daughter, and she was probably about 12 or 13 at the time, so I introduced her to Jim because I've met him before on different occasions. And anyhow, you know, my daughter, she's speaking to him, and she's like, you don't really sound like yourself, right?
And then he says his line, Jesus Christ is not valued at all unless he's valued above all. And then she's like, oh, now you sound like you. And it was funny because you think, you know, hear the child, but like he said, he's not a respecter of person. She said he doesn't sound like himself. Meanwhile, here he is, Jim Lee.
Yeah.
But then he had to do the radio voice for her so that she'd really recognize him. And it was just so kind of him to do that for a young lady, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so, like I said, that was just one memory that I really have in mind. And I heard him sing at Gage Park. And we just thank God for his life and the influence that he had. And thank you very much for doing this and for having me.
Thank you, Marcia. Thank you very much. Take care. All right, final caller on the Drew Marshall Show tribute to Jim Leake. And I believe it's probably very apropos that we finish with Joy. Hey, what do you think? Hi, Joy. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, just real briefly, your memories of Jim Leake, please.
Oh, my memories of Jim is that every morning while going to work, I always listen to his voice. I was really intrigued by his voice because I said, oh, he sounds so young. So I'm not really a tech-savvy person, so I went online and I looked and I saw, you know, that, like, he's middle-aged. And then I can remember thinking of his little joke, like you said, you know, he always had a little joke on the program, and this joke he gave that day was about a mother, you know, bathing her baby, and then the little one, he would see the mom sprinkle something on the baby, and then this day, she didn't do that. So then the little one said, aren't you going to salt him? And I laughed all day at work. So, you know, that's my memory of Jim. And, you know, I was just so intrigued and I was just so saddened that you know, he had passed.
Yeah.
Even though, like, right now I'm not really working, I always still wake up just to listen to his program.
Good for you.
So I'm really going to miss him. And I know he's in a good place because, as the Bible says, absent from the body, he's present with the Lord. But I really will miss Jim.
Joy, thank you so much for your kind words. What a great call to end on. Thank you. Folks, stay with us. We'll be right back.